As we welcome into the studio, Abby Pruitt, the director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought a sweet, shy dog named Laszlo.
Yes, this is Laszlo. He's up for adoption at the Humane Society, and he's acting shy now, but he really does have a really very sweet personality.
I can tell he's very smart and very observant.
Yes.
He's like watching every move I make. He's watching folks walk by, and he sniffed me and detected my other dogs, but might take him a minute to warm up.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he has to meet a stranger, but he's very, very sweet. And as you can see, he's enjoying, I think, looking out and watching the world outside.
Right, and Laszlo is a black and white, medium, what, maybe 50 pounds, 45, 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's a good solid medium size with big, sweet brown eyes.
Yes, And I love the patchwork on his face, kind of, you know, over his ears and his face.
Yeah, he reminds me of that dog from Little Rascals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Y'all can see his picture on our Facebook page and the Baldwin Humane Society's page. And he's a sweet boy. Tell us about Laszlo's life.
Yeah, so Laszlo was picked up from the Daphne Animal Shelter and brought into our program about a year ago, actually. We've had Laszlo for quite a while. He's a really, really sweet boy. He does have a few minor medical conditions that require medicine every day, but it's really not anything that affects his day-to-day life, but it has made it a little bit harder for him to find a home because of that.
And is there a situation where y'all actually might help with that, possibly?
Yes, I think that if he was to be adopted locally and someone was willing to work with us, we probably would help out with the cost of the medical treatment just because we want to get him into a home and out of the shelter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks perfectly healthy, so it's just something he needs for maintenance.
Exactly, exactly. It's not life-threatening in any way.
Okay. And how long has he been with y'all?
Over a year we've had Laszlo.
I know.
So we're really hoping that 2023, the beginning of the year, we're going to work really hard and see if we can get him into a home.
He's so cute.
I know.
His personality is he rambunctious when he warms up? Or
he's the best kind of dog because both. You know, he wants to be a couch potato and lay on the bed, but also he lives for a tennis ball. So if you're looking for a dog to like go hiking with or to go on the boat or play in the yard, he's going to be great for that.
And what about other kids, dogs, and cats?
Kids, yes. Other dogs, I think probably, as long as they're not super, super overbearing. Cats, maybe no.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He likes cats a little too much, I think. Right, buddy? Yeah, he's giving me a look. Like, come on now.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Good boy, Laszlo.
If folks want to adopt, what is the process? Do you have to go online first and make an appointment? How does that work?
The best thing to do, yes, is to go online, make an appointment, or fill out an adoption application at baldwinhumane.org, and then we'll reach out to you about meeting him. And hopefully we'll be planning some adoption events soon now that the weather's nice and spring's on its way. So we'll have some off-site events, too, hopefully, where people can come. We're always at the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Fest, which is coming up, so that'll be something to look
forward
to.
It's going to be here before you know it.
I know. Well, I can't.
Here it is, January 5th already.
Ooh.
And the Arts and Crafts Festival is always the third weekend in March.
Yep.
Don't you have some animals out at stores or pet stores or different places, too?
Yeah, we do. So Pets Supermarket in Daphne, which is right next to the Publix, and Pets Sense in Fairhope, which is right next to the Big Lots in Fairhope. We always house our cats and kittens. So if you want to just go look at them, they're open 7 days a week.
And then otherwise, you go online to look for dogs, fill out the form, and make an appointment, because you've got to have like an adoption coordinator there, correct?
Yes. So our adoption center manager, Shelby, needs to be there. Anyone can always stop by and talk to our staff, and if Shelby's available, she'll talk to you. But she stays super, super busy with pickups and meet and greets and stuff like that. So we try to regiment it if we can.
Okay. And I know you've got a great website where you can see all of the dogs and cats as well, right?
Yeah, at www.baldwinhumane.org. And also, we have a Facebook and Instagram, so if encourage people to follow us on both of those pages. It's Baldwin Humane Society.
Okay. And what are the adoption fees these days?
So for a dog, hey, buddy. He got in my lap. Dogs are $150. Puppies are $200. Cats are 75 and kittens are 100. And that fee covers their spay neuter, their microchip, they're vaccinated, they're defleed, they're dewormed, and we make sure they're super healthy. He's so sweet. He's being a sweet boy.
I can hear the kisses. He's like crawled up to be partially in your lap and just licking your face. So sweet. He's like, thank you, Miss Abby, for helping me find a home. What a nice dog.
He's a good boy.
I wish someone would... Now, would he be a candidate for fostering as well?
Oh, because absolutely.
I think some folks just want to make sure that the fit is good, so they could foster and then hopefully fail and keep him.
Yeah, absolutely. We could have a foster that keeps him until he finds a forever home, or we do foster to adopts, where we really encourage people to take them home for a couple weeks, make sure it's the right fit, because we don't want somebody to have a bad experience and then feel bad bringing them back. We understand.
Right.
You know, it's got to be a good fit.
Right. Well, I don't know how you don't have 100 at home and how I don't take everyone home that you bring me.
I don't know either.
He is just precious. So what else is going on with the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, we are working, as you know, we have our Uptail resale shop right next door to the adoption center where people donate high-end furniture and housewares, and then we sell it and the proceeds go back to the animals. And we are extending our Tuesday and Wednesday hours this year. So our hours are kind of weird. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're open from 10 to 4. Thursday and Friday, we're open 10 to 2. And every second Saturday, we're open 10 to 2. And we're hoping to get back to 10 to 4 all days, but we need more volunteers. So,
right.
Volunteer. The and shop's really fun, too. So
I have thoroughly enjoyed shopping in there and meeting what mostly the ladies that volunteer. It seems like a fun thing to do, and they enjoy it.
They always have so much fun. They have the most fun in the shop, and it's a really nice place. You get to talk to people. You get to see the nice new things that come in. It's just a really cool atmosphere to work in.
It is, and you've always got a cat hanging around mm-hmm. in there, or maybe a couple. I know that my sister-in-law went to volunteer and came home with a new cat.
Yeah, well, that's the goal, so we're sneaky.
So, the Uptail Resale Shop, which is right next door to the Humane Society on 98, just north of Publix and Parker Road. And you both need volunteers.
Yeah, we need volunteers in all areas. Our office, our adoption center, the Uptail Resale Shop. If you work and you want to volunteer on the weekends or after hours, we also need volunteers at those two off-site locations, Pet Supermarket and Pet Sense. So whatever your schedule is, you know, we would love to have you come volunteer. So
okay.
It's really important.
Okay. And what number should they call?
251-928-4585.
928-4585. And once again, you can learn everything on the website, even submit an application to volunteer, right?
Yeah, everything's there. Foster, volunteer, adopts, all there.
Okay. Very good. And what a sweet dog. If y'all haven't looked on Facebook yet, and I've got to post another picture of him kissing you. Somebody check out this sweet dog named Laszlo. Black and white. What would you say?
We call him a bully mix.
Lab bully mix.
Yes.
But what just a lover boy he is.
I know. He's so sweet, isn't he?
He is. I wish y'all could hear him while he's licking her. But I can hear it in my headphones, but I don't think you can hear it on the radio.
He also looks at you with these big brown eyes like, oh, it just melts your heart.
Aw. Well, somebody take a look at Laszlo. He would make a great companion for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Abby. Anything else?
No, we just wanted to... remember, spay and neuter your pets. If you want spay and neuter vouchers, you can get them on our website at baldwinhumane.org.
And because we have new people come in all the time, so mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about that. It's like a discount.
Yeah, it's a discount. So usually a vet is going to charge you, anywhere from $100 to $300 to get your animal spayed and neutered. With our voucher program, you take your animal to your vet, but you use a voucher that you buy on our website for a much discounted cost. It ranges from 50 to 90 depending on the animal and the if it's male or female.
Okay.
So, super important.
And you just buy it on
baldwinhumane.org, spay neuter vouchers. There's an order form, you pay on the website, and then we send the voucher straight to your vet. So super easy.
And so you get a portion of that, and the vet's willing to do the service at a discount. Just to help out the world.
Yeah, well, the vets do it at a discount, and then we pay the difference.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah. I see.
So, but it's still, the vets are losing quite a bit of money by doing that, so we really are grateful to all of them for doing that. So,
yes.
Thank you, vets. We love you.
Okay. And speaking of vets, when you adopt, the dogs have had all their vetting process.
Absolutely. And if you get a puppy or a kitten that's too young to have had all of their vaccines, we'll make sure we get it to them throughout, even after you've adopted them. You can bring them back in for their boosters and everything.
There you are.
Yeah, he is.
He's still a little shy.
He's just being a a very good boy is what
he really
doing.
Is. He's being very, very well good behaved. Boy. Y'all check out Laszlo or other animals at baldwinhumane.org. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you again.
We have the Baldwin Humane Society here the first Thursday of each month. If you missed part of the interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF 1480.com.